A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
The Earth soars into view in a black, star-sprinkled sky. Massive gold and silver block letters orbit around it. The continents light up with the speckled glow of cities as the Earth eclipses the sun. The massive letters hover front and center. Universal. Text below reads, a Comcast company. On a black background, neon orange text appears. Burn Later Productions. Hazy white block letters pulse into focus, bisected by a horizontal line. Meridian content. Text appears. This is a mostly true story, based on a lie.
And when it comes to your grandparents, like, it's always this charming story of persistence, how your grandparents got together. You ask your grandma, like, how did you meet grandpa? And it's always, I didn't like him at first, but he kept turning up, and now we're together. And no one ever asks Nana, why didn't you like grandpa? She'll be like, come here, I'll tell you something. The God's honest truth is, he gave me a real creep vibe. He was always looking at me, licking his lips, and I didn't like it one bit. He made me uncomfortable. But my real husband died in the war, and your grandpa just kept showing up. 9 months later, your Uncle Ted was born. Because there's a switch in women's brains where you're like, well, he must love me if he just keeps bothering me, right? He pulled my hair so much when I was little, he obviously loves me. Doesn't go the opposite way. It's never rewarded for women. Instantly, you're in the creep zone as a girl. You text a guy twice. It's like, take it easy, psycho. What a fucking psycho.
The title appears, good on paper. In a montage of handheld phone footage, Andrea, a light-skinned blonde woman, bounces on stage and smiles. She trots upstairs toward an awning with the text, The Belly Headliner Room. Netflix presents a Burn Later production. She pushes through saloon doors holding three drinks.
Here we are, in Charleston.
She holds notes at a comedy club. Andrea spars with a trainer. She stretches out her arms in front of an audience, then holds up a script. She crouches in a display fridge and smushes her face to the glass. In video selfies, Andrea sits in an empty plane, then applies foundation. A Korean woman with black hair and leg tattoos sits behind Andrea. Andrea toasts with friends. She grins at the camera. She points to a crossword puzzle.
Sprouted with 31 across. Numerical prefix.
Andrea scrawls notes at a diner booth. People walk through an airport terminal. Andrea dances on stage. Andrea blinks. She performs on stage.
It's so cold in Syracuse.
Scenes flash more quickly. Andrea opens her door to a pair of cops. Then, she auditions.
You said you were going to finish law school, and you didn't, Jack. You said you were going to open up your own business, Jack, and you couldn't even do that. I mean, let's get serious. You didn't even finish the dishes this morning, Jack.
You think you're smarter than me?
It's smarter than I, and I know I am.
Andrea smiles at four auditioners.
Okay, that was great. Thank you. What's so funny?
It's like you should list them off quicker. Right? Like, you didn't finish law school, you didn't open a business, you couldn't even finish the dishes this morning, right? Like, rule of three, like, do it quickly. And we say Jack like a billion times. Is that a typo?
I think the joke is fine.
Oh, I think we're using the term joke liberally, but...
You're a stand-up, right? Brand new to acting?
No.
You might be a little old for this role. She's supposed to be 35 anyway.
Yeah.
I'm 34, so...
They wince.
Yeesh. All right, well... I think we're good, but thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I just had an idea.
Yeah.
What if we change the joke to what she said?
Yeah, that's good. I like it when you say it. She was rude, but you're right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Andrea.
Hi, Serena.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you sounded so good in there. Good luck, queen.
Thank you.
Give me a hug.
Andrea grimaces.
So good to see you.
So, slumming it in TV?
Oh, my God.
You know how there's always that one girl you never want to run into when you're feeling your worst?
Whatever, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Serena Halstead, one of my faves.
Serena Halstead and I moved to L.A. around the same time. And when I started doing stand-up, she got her big break in acting. And the girl booked everything, like every show. The way she talked made me want to rip my ears out.
I mean, your kids on Insta? Adorbs. And you and the hubs. Goals. Life goals. Like, how do I get...
And I know, it's not cool for women to judge other women, but whatever, we all do it. Hot neighbor.
Andrea scowls at a movie poster.
Anyway, I'm not perfect and she's annoying, but this story isn't about her.
I was terrible, Margo.
The network flew me first class for a 5-minute audition, and I still bombed.
I'm gonna eat everything on this plane. I'm gonna chug a gallon of Cran Apple and chase it with a pound of in-flight cookies. Oh, and you wanna know the best part? I've been at TSA for 45 minutes because the woman in front of me lost her boarding pass. Yes, between check-in and the metal detector, she managed to lose it. Here's an idea. Get the app. Or get a purse with a padlock on it. Or a fanny pack. Or just don't leave the house. You know what it should be? If you hold up TSA, you're the terrorist.
Hey, you dropped this.
A guy hands over her boarding pass.
Oh, that is humbling.
Now, if I'm going to start from the beginning, I can honestly say that for me, the story was not about love at first sight. Actually, at first sight, I thought he looked like a manager of Brooks Brothers.
The bespectacled white guy straightens his tie and walks away.
Thank you. What? No, I dropped my pants.
She gathers her things and heads down the terminal. On the plane, she taps a writing utensil along empty squares in a crossword puzzle.
Excuse me, may I please have a note?
No, you've already had 3 juices? That's enough.
A flight attendant snatches away Andrea's cup. Andrea blinks. Wearing headphones, she focuses on her crossword. The bespectacled white guy sits down beside her.
Hello.
Scaled relative to the severity.
He raises his eyebrows and waves.
Oh, hi.
Proportionality.
Wait, no. Wait, yes. Rasp. Barry, the P, the hidden P.
Hidden P.
Hidden P.
Oh. I'm Dennis, by the way.
I'm Andrea. Hi.
Hey, Andrea. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And you. Sorry, that's the way a person answers. And nice to meet you. And thank you for the boarding pass in the terminal. I don't know what kind of idiot loses their boarding pass a minute after getting it, but that was ironic.
No. Airports have horrible effects on people. Bring out the worst, right?
I don't know. I feel like my worst is stuck on a casting tape somewhere in Midtown.
But you're a comedian, right? Andrea Singer.
No autographs.
And I've seen you before. It's cool.
I'm sorry. I'm in a mood. I had, like, the worst audition of my life today, and I just feel like garbage.
Well, you know, a career in show business is an incredibly difficult thing to accomplish, Andrea.
Yes, Dennis. I do know that.
You should be proud. The ratio of self-proclaimed entertainers to those who actually make a living entertaining, I'd imagine to be incredibly disproportionate. Talk about proportionality.
A valid point. I'm sorry. And what do you do?
Hedge funds.
Is that fun?
It's like acting in that you need people to believe in you to sell your character. I need people to believe in me that I would be a capable steward with their money.
Are you?
Depends on how much I've had to drink. No. Truthfully, if you speak well and went to a good school, most people will just give you their money.
What? No way. If anything, those are reasons to not trust a person. I don't trust you.
Excellent decision. Your comedic instincts have served you well. Oh, excuse me. Hello?
I don't usually talk to people on planes, but he seemed nice, you know, normal. Okay, well, like an accountant who loves missionary.
Talk to you later, bye. Love you. My girlfriend, Cassandra, she's a model.
Wow, slipping that right in.
Well, she called to tell me that she can't simulate her because her shoot time got moved. Again.
I hate when that happens.
The plane ascends. The flight attendant sets down a bowl of nuts.
Something to drink?
Oh, all the whiskey neat. If you have Blue Label, I'll take it. If not, just pour it and don't tell me. Andrea?
Cran apple. Juice.
Got it.
Not drinking before 5, huh? Some comic you are. So you got a husband or a boyfriend?
Oh, wow. Seamless transition. I have a guy that I asked to pick me up from the airport, so we will see if Caden can clear his schedule.
Caden? Sounds like a stimulating conversationalist, Caden.
Yeah, a formidable opponent to a model named Cassandra, I'm sure.
Fair play. Mm-hmm. So when's your next stand-up gig?
It's tonight at the Comedy Store.
Ah, drats. Tonight, I got this Yale alumni event I have to go to.
What's a Yale?
Oh, Yale is a prestigious school.
I'm fucking with you. Yeah, I know what Yale is. Actually, my cousin Brett Corcoran went there. You guys are like the same age. Do you know him?
Brett Corcoran. It does sound familiar. Pretty big school. Plus, I spent most of my time golfing and drinking, so.
There you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
And this is for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
The attendant leaves a huge bottle of juice.
Okay, so where were we on your crossword puzzle?
Okay.
And it's difficult to meet a normal guy. And, like, I'm already labeled too strong as it is. But why am I too strong? Like, what about this is so strong? Because I'm not walking down the street falling over, calling myself, like, a hot mess on Instagram.
In a club.
Because I'm not checking my horoscope for, like, concrete life advice. I'm intimidating.
You are.
I'm intimidating? What's more intimidating to you, sir? Me, as is, or, like, the idea of totally shaving your neck beard? That scare you?
Oh, but then they'll know. I'll be vulnerable. Yeah, welcome to being a woman and doing anything ever.
Traffic moves along an LA freeway at night. An exit sign reads Sunset Boulevard. A white sedan pulls up to a metered parking space. Andrea gets out of the driver's seat, wearing jeans and a black denim jacket. She checks the meter. On the sidewalk, she looks up toward a glowing marquee. Andrea Singer, 9 p.m. Andrea checks her phone. She looks up to see a billboard for Hot Neighbor, starring Serena Halstead. Andrea scowls and repeatedly thrusts both her middle fingers at the billboard. She blows them off and mimes holstering them. Alone at the bar, she knocks over a tower of wooden blocks. The tattooed Korean woman, Margot, sidles up.
What is with your energy tonight? You should be over at the club networking and rubbing dicks with riders and shit, not moping around my bar putting off a shit vibe.
I don't want to network. I like you. I like your bar. I like being shitty in your bar.
A beefy bartender.
Here, Andrew. It's on me.
Thank you. He is so hot, it makes me nauseous.
He sucks. I'm gonna fire him.
There's that.
Girl, you need to change up the way that you operate. Stop being so salty about all the things that are coming your way. You know what I always respected about you is that you weren't obsessed with marriage. It was okay that you hadn't reached all your goals by the age of 35.
Wow, that compliment started great and just...
I'm saying you're okay.
You're also saying that I'm 35.
Yeah?
I'm 34.
Really? Because you look 35. A salty 35.
Bite your tongue.
I always speak the truth.
You speak the truth because you're drunk.
Affirmative.
She salutes.
Thank you, Captain, whatever you want to call yourself, Rear Admiral. I love you. I'm going to my show.
Andrea stands on stage.
And they weren't even there. Thank you so much, you guys. That's my time. Have a great night.
Thank you.
She descends the stairs from the belly room, bathed in red light. Someone taps her shoulder.
Hey! Oh, sorry. I'm used to that from women.
No, sorry. No,
Dennis, by the way.
Yeah, Dennis from the plane, of course.
Right.
You're here.
You invited me.
I did.
Right.
I invite a lot of people, and people rarely come.
Oh.
Nice to see you.
You too. Hey.
Welcome. Is your girlfriend here?
Cassandra. Her shoot went late tonight, but she said she'd love to grab a drink after. In the meantime, can I buy you a drink?
Okay. Sure. Margo's on Sunset.
Great. how's Caden?
Well, I date a lot of Caden, so you'll have to be more specific.
Okay,
At Margo's empty bar.
I'm telling you, until Giles, he throws a wad of money at this guy, and he goes, who cares? I'll take both.
No, no, dude, that seems impossible.
Oh, and my girlfriend has officially stood me up. Great.
Really? I could have told you that an hour ago.
To having it all and wishing there was more.
Okay.
All right. Cheers. Oh, wow. You got Briac. Impressive.
Thanks for noticing.
Mm. You know, my father and I spent our last Christmas together on a tour of the Jameson Distillery in Ireland.
Oh, man. That's so sad. So Andrea said that you work in hedge funds, and I like to dabble in stocks myself, and I got this tip that One World Communications is...
You don't want it. It has all the markings of a successful company, but the underwriters are all scum. It's just a safe face.
Something about him, he was charming. I had never seen someone be simultaneously pompous and humble. He was also definitely a low-key functioning alcoholic.
He downs a drink.
But if you're interested, I can send you over a couple of ideas that my buddies and I are tossing around.
Are you sure?
He raises his arms.
I think so. Okay. I think so. I'm pretty sure.
I guess he's sure. I guess he's sure.
Dennis and Andrea leave the bar.
Where do you live?
Oh, I'm actually in the middle of buying a place.
Oh.
In Beverly Hills.
Oh, that's cool.
Her gaze wanders to the billboard.
It's my fuck you billboard.
Oh, that one right there?
Yeah, it's just... It's the best billboard. It's, like, right in the middle of Hollywood, and it's parallel to the street so that no matter which direction you're driving, you see it. And it's like... You get that billboard and everybody knows who you are. Right? I'm gonna get that billboard.
I can already picture it.
Andrea checks her phone. A car passes.
Am I always in the wrong place, or are they always on the wrong side of the street?
Oh, I doubt very much that it's you.
All right, Dennis, have a good night. Tell Cassandra that she missed a drunken time.
Will do.
Good night.
All right. Okay.
Andrea walks away, smiling to herself. Dennis waves and gives a goofy grin. In bed, Andrea and the beefy bartender, Caden, smile at her phone.
I never actually got to meet Cassandra. He sort of stopped bringing her up. I'd assumed either she sucked or she dumped him and he didn't want to talk about it. And so we started hanging out more.
At Margot's.
I was happy to finally have a friend besides Margot that I could be myself
good
around.
Good chips and there are bad chips, but the best chips are friends.
At brunch, Dennis gets the tab.
He wasn't like all the guys I'd met in L.A. He was more elegant and, like, refined and unfamiliar. Almost exotic. If something really white can be exotic. Oh.
They get tacos from a truck.
These are great.
I'm a comic, so I keep weird hours. And it's hard to find friends that are as sporadically available as I am. And he was so patient with me.
They hold scripts.
The good kind, from the good place. You know.
Maybe Margot had given me good advice for once. Maybe I did need to change the way I operated. The more time I spent with Dennis, the better I felt. And we were hanging out all the time.
But through it all, I was always right here.
Are you Australian or British?
Neither.
Okay, and then also in the description it says you're supposed to be sweet, like a Serena Halstead type.
You know what? Then they can just hire her.
At a pool party.
We always had fun together. We enjoyed each other. However, to say that I wasn't physically attracted to him was an understatement.
Dennis pulls off his shirt.
It's not that he was ugly, per se. He had a charm to him when his clothes were on.
He has a dad bod.
I feel like I'm losing you. How can I be nice about this? He was tall and not out of shape, not in shape. He just wasn't, I don't know, great looking? Oh, come on. Now, that may sound harsh, but men judge women by those same standards every second. What I liked about Dennis was Dennis. He couldn't put a label on us. We were friends. Just friends.
At home, Andrea does a slow motion kick toward a mounted phone. Dennis taps the phone.
What's this show about again?
You hated it.
No. I'm just trying to understand.
Okay. It's about a cadet. She's a human, but she lies her way into an alien space academy. And then she ends up being the best one there. So it's like a fish out of water underdog story. Also, I was fighting in space.
Ah, hence the slow motion fighting. Makes perfect sense.
And the show is called Space Cadet.
So somebody wrote this and sold it to other people who thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, picked it up for 30 episodes.
Wow.
I know, it's lame, but I really want it. If I got it, it would be a total game changer. I would move to Vancouver for 5 months to shoot this. I could get off the road and just be around other actors and create something concrete. I wouldn't be so alone. It would just be so awesome. Could we just do it one more time? I promise I will not keep you here all night.
Yeah, I can't stay that long anyway. I have a date.
Oh, that's great. Awesome, me too. Okay, so we'll just get you out of here. We'll just do it again. And honestly, Dennis, thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. Okay, take two.
Tough question.
On stage.
Is it okay to hang out with a guy full well knowing you don't intend to sleep with him? You're all saying it's wrong, but it's all guys. They're like, I'm rock hard now. What am I supposed to do now? One girl in the back who's terrified. She's like, it's okay to do it. It is okay. It is okay. Because by that same token, so many dudes will like date girls, no intention of marrying them. He's like, happy to waste your time. And I feel that if you have an agreement, if you've been honest, you're like, look, I never want to see you naked and I'm not into it. And he still wants to hang out with you. We're all adults here, right? As long as you're being honest, I think that's fair. And then one night
all bets are off. You get super drunk. You're like, I'll just make out with you a little bit. And that turned out he was a good kisser. But, like, you're so conflicted about it.
Dennis, Andrea, Margo, and Margo's date leave the Comedy Store.
Thanks for making me look good on a first date.
Absolutely. It was the only thing I was concerned about. Not that terrible audience.
We've got reservations to get to. What are y'all up to?
There's this restaurant, and it's, like, it's a friend's restaurant. Or, like, you bought it, or...
Yeah, I was at this Yale alumni dinner. One of the guys is an investor and is begging us to go.
We
so,
have to go.
Yeah, gotta go.
Because it's his friend.
Get out. What?
Hey, you were that chick on the stage.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. For a girl.
There it is. Cool cut and paste job from Reddit. Thanks for coming out. Have a good night.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah. Ooh, you're so tough. What'd you make me, tough girl?
Hey, is there a problem, sir?
There's about to be.
Whoa. You know what?
The heckler throws a drink at Dennis.
You got a boyfriend, and now you just feel like you're so funny.
Not my boyfriend. Fuck you, dude.
Fuck.
What's your issue?
Yeah, you wanna go?
Nope.
You wanna go?
I'll go.
You wanna fucking go?
I'll go.
I'll fight.
Stop it.
I love to fight. You don't think I have a black belt? Not cool.
At the restaurant.
I ate the whole thing.
Anything else for you this evening?
I think we're all finished up. Check, please.
Sure.
I'm gonna keep mine because I'm kind of a pig.
Oh, very good.
I'm so sorry about that back there. People go to comedy clubs and they get drunk and they forget how to act or that, like, I'm a person.
I want you to be my girlfriend.
Dennis.
No, listen, I've thought about this. And I think I make an excellent compliment to your life. Now, I won't see anyone else, and I think you should stop seeing other fellas and just be with me.
Mm.
I made a list of pros and cons.
Did you make a spreadsheet?
So?
Dennis, I am not there.
Yet.
At all.
Well, I know you better than you know yourself at this point. I'm not giving up having you in my life because you're too dense to see that I am perfect for you.
You don't get to decide what's better for me just because you think you're smarter than I.
Smarter than me.
It's smarter than I, actually, and you're not. Always.
Perhaps not, but I'm better quality than the other guys you date. Listen, the last guy you went out with, you told me he didn't even come to the door when he picked you up.
Well, he couldn't just leave his bicycle in the street.
I know I can make you happy. I am good for you. And I got you a gift.
Dennis, no, I can't accept a gift.
Well, fortunately, you won't have to right now because when I went to Cartier to pick up your bracelet, they made a big mistake on the metal. But rest assured, it is being fixed.
If I want an expensive bracelet, I will buy it myself. Or like a really good knockoff.
I know, which is what is so great about you. You can do everything for yourself. You put yourself through college. You built a career on nothing.
Yeah, and it shows.
You are so witty and it is so sexy. If I can just do a little for you, I feel like I'm a part of your life. You're exquisite.
Thank you.
He taps his teeth.
Oh, yeah, just a little.
Fuck.
That's okay. Let me see.
I am so sorry.
Let me guess, my card. It's my Deutsche Bank card. I use when I'm in Europe. I usually tell the bank I'm back. Use this card.
Take this. What? Do not fight me on this. Otherwise, I will cry and I will make a very big scene.
You heard the woman.
Andrea downs her wine.
Thank you.
With Margot.
So how was the rest of your date with Grace?
Oh, I'm not going to see her again. Something just wasn't there.
Yeah, I get it. Dennis asked me to be his girlfriend. Woof.
Oh, well, that's that.
I mean, we're still friends. Like, we'll still hang out.
Why? If you keep hanging out with him, he's gonna think he has a chance.
I'm just hanging out with Dennis. And by the way, he goes on dates.
When? You guys are always together.
I don't know. And I don't think that I care. I'm allowed to go out with any guy that I want and hang out with Dennis as long as I'm being honest about what I'm doing, right? That's fair. That's feminism.
Oh, don't start that. Don't say it's feminism just because you're doing something that I don't agree with.
Hold on a second. It's my agent.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll call you back. I got the part.
You got the part?
I got the space TV show! Ah! Ah!
Oh my God! Oh my God! 9 years! 9 years of auditioning! Fuck you! Somebody finally wants me! Ah! Oh my... Hold on a second. It's Dennis. Dennis, I'm putting you on speaker. I got the part!
Off the audition tape by LTY?
Yes, I get to move to Vancouver. I'm gonna be a star.
Guess we're going to Vancouver.
What?
I guess you're going to Vancouver. Sorry, the phone is weird.
Do you want to just call me back when you have better reception? This is annoying.
Hey, let's celebrate. How about Friday?
Friday, I can't because... Because I have a date, buddy. He's so hot, by the way.
Dennis, good.
I think I lost him. Who cares? Ooh. I got the part!
At a red lip bar, Andrea laughs with a handsome brown-haired man.
Blue label neat for the lady.
Oh, thank you.
I never pegged you as a whiskey gal.
Yeah, I didn't used to be.
And here you go.
A frilly cocktail.
I thought I ordered a vodka drink.
Yes, that's what that is.
Can you put your giant arm right in front of this, please? Let me just objectify you. And
oh, come on.
Now, will you flex it to show the definition? What, the drink is pretty? It makes you look pretty. Don't you want to be pretty? Can I post this?
Orders on my new posters is because I think you're cute.
Thank you.
Can I get another vodka drink that's not this?
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Hi. No, you're not bothering me. What's wrong?
At Andrea's apartment, she brings Dennis a drink.
Here. Oh. I caught it early, right?
They're still running tests.
What kind of cancer does your mom have?
It's got some weird name, like craniopharyngioma. Yeah. How did you know that?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be smiling. I was a nurse on an ABC show about medical disorders. It was called Special Med.
No.
It's horrible.
That's pretty bad. Okay. You always know how to brighten my day, Andrea. I can't believe I'm crying in front of you. You know, my family never shows emotion being Irish Catholic, you know.
I don't. I'm Jewish. We are very clear about our emotions.
That's right. This is silly. I know you're out on a date tonight, and I'm just gonna go.
No! No, just... I should... Just sit. Just stay. You're always there for me, right? Like... And anytime I call you, or I want to go out, or I just need someone to talk to, or my stupid, endless fucking auditions, you are such a good friend, and I don't tell you that enough, and I don't have the money like you have, or the Downton Abbey old world advice, but I know how to have a good time, and that is what I can do for you right now. Drink this, eat this.
Well, I don't think we should, wow.
She swigs from a bottle and grips a baggie of mushrooms.
Get on my level. Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to be drunk, and I'm going to go out partying, and I'm going to leave you here. Mm. Good. Now, eat this.
Eat the whole mushroom?
Oh, my God, no. Not the whole thing. Oh. I thought you said you went to college. Here, a little bit. Come on.
Mm. Ooh.
We're going downtown.
He grins up at her. In a hazy club, Andrea bounces through the crowd, pulling Dennis by the hand. Blue and red light flashes. She dances, swinging her arms. Dennis joins in, tentatively. She pulls his jacket off his shoulders. She lifts his hand and he twirls. They stumble to a bar and drink shots. She chops her arm playfully. They take more shots and embrace. They begin to blur. Andrea dances with her back pressed to Dennis and their arms raised. They laugh. She spins into his arms. Their blurred moments overlap. Andrea leans back on a post. Dennis caresses Andrea's ecstatic face. He leans in and kisses her. She laughs. He turns away with a frown. Andrea smiles and grabs him by the shoulders. She presses him against the post and pulls off his glasses. Andrea kisses him, deeply. Dennis presses his hand to her face as they make out. Andrea pulls away. With a vague smile, she leads him out of the club. In the morning, Andrea lies behind Dennis in bed.
Maybe it's human to want to be wanted. Maybe the tipping point was what he told me the night before, but in that moment, I didn't want to be with anyone but him.
Hey.
I want to be your girlfriend.
Absolutely.
They kiss. She straddles him. In a boxing gym, Andrea and Margot punch heavy bags.
I kind of feel guilty, you know? Why? Because you work out, but you have virtually no upper arm strength? No. Because after like a decade of struggling, I finally have a real gig. I have nothing to complain about. I have a normal boyfriend.
But he ain't normal. Ah! You sound like a bird.
Andrea, up here.
Serena presses her fingertips together, then jabs. Andrea rolls her eyes.
Who the fuck is she bowing to?
Oh, and congrats, Mama, on Space Cadet. I read for it too, but the studio thought it was too much of a conflict with this dark, dramatic, intense role I'm doing, so.
Uh-huh. She just called me Mama.
The fact is, you haven't been dating him long enough. You can't see any of the cracks. Like, you don't really know anything about him, do you? I mean, you know that his mom is sick and he went to Yale. And you ever notice that he always has the perfect answer for everything?
So you don't like him because he's smart? What is with all your questions?
Yeah! Yeah! Good job! Way to find your inner warrior!
Serena raises her gloves.
Did you stretch?
I always stretch. I'm a premier athlete. Gotta cool down. Can't just go right back into the world with a hot body.
I never stretch.
They get into a gray luxury sedan.
Did you get a new car?
I drove you here. You're just now noticing that?
What kind of horsepower are we working with here?
I don't care. Margot, I'm taking Dennis to Santa Barbara this weekend.
Now, what is the MPG or is it electric?
Stop talking about the car. He's going to meet my family. He's going to meet my cousin Brett.
That's a big step.
It's a big step.
Yeah. Oh, what are these?
She opens a red gift box.
Andrea, these are freaking nice.
They were $500.
What?
I got them this morning. They're Baccarat. Dennis told me that his dad used to drink whiskey out of these exact same tumblers.
But $500?
It's like the kind of gift that he would get me, but I got it for him first. Will you come with me to his apartment to drop them off?
Say yes.
I thought he bought a house months ago.
Oh, he did. He just hasn't moved in yet. Like, the contractor's been super weird. It's a nightmare. So
you haven't been to his apartment, but he's been inside you?
His apartment's cramped, so he just uses it for, like, sleep and storage. He's, like, always at my place.
Whatever. Okay, fine. Fine. Why don't we just go there right now? We'll surprise him, you know? So, we won't call or anything, so we can't not be there when we show up. It'll be super fun. Let's go. ASAP.
Okay. We're going. Okay, great.
Okay.
He said it's on Vista, and it's white, or the apartment's green. Or did he say brick?
Okay, we'll find it. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Great.
2005 Vista.
They pull up to a curb.
This cannot be it.
Marco scowls. They approach a small beige stucco house.
God, I thought he said it was an apartment.
There's just no one.
Okay.
Marco hands Andrea the box and creeps toward the front door. She crouches and holds up a fist.
Are we tracking a bear?
She touches the ground and licks her finger.
Did she eat dirt?
Shh. Follow me. Can you act like a person?
Shh.
Don't snoop in the window. We might be at the wrong house.
Okay, we'll snoop fast. Just look for preppy things like mallards or plaid wallpaper. Oh, my God.
Incoming!
You're Andrea.
Andrea? This is so exciting.
Hi. And you are Dennis's mistresses?
What? No, we're his roommates. My name is Maggie, and this is...
Leslie.
It's so great to finally meet you.
Is it?
Hi, I'm Margo.
Hi.
She's not my girlfriend. Hi. Hi.
Margo and Maggie share a smile.
Dude, help me.
Oh,
we just have a gift to drop off for Dennis.
Oh, you can just leave it with us, no problem.
Great.
Great.
Grand. Oh.
Leslie takes the box with an unblinking gaze.
Okay, this is so fun. Thank you so much.
Leslie and Maggie go inside as Andrea and Margo bolt back to the car.
What the fuck was that?
Who the fuck are those girls, Dennis?
I'm not doing this with you.
Not doing what? Telling me why you have roommates? Why do you need roommates?
Yeah, dude, why do you have a hot roommate?
I am not standing for this scrutiny. Goodbye.
Did he just hang up on me?
Oh, I knew that dude was weird. Now it's confirmed.
No, he does not talk to me this way. Maybe his mom just died and then I called and I handled it wrong.
You bought homeboy $500 cups and found out he has a roommate who's not ugly, by the way.
Wait, are you saying that because you want to sleep with her or you're like low-key trying to plant it in my head that he's cheating on me?
Oh, sorry, no, I meant for me. You know he's not sleeping with anybody else.
I don't know that he's not sleeping with anybody else.
Oh, God, he's so ugly.
You think all guys are ugly?
So?
You're biased. That's what's so.
Dennis approaches Andrea's door.
Hey, you packed and ready?
Are you insane?
What?
You're gonna act like nothing happened. I am not spending the weekend with you after that.
Darling, you're making this hard for me.
Can you not call me darling? Can you not talk to me like I'm your waspy wife of 50 years, darling? Do you have any idea how embarrassing that was to meet two women that you live with who you didn't tell me about?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
So, I lied to you about my house. I have it, and I've had it for a long time.
But you, what, decorated it weird, don't want me to see? Bad wallpaper, weird plumbing?
No. See, my mother...
Okay. Just come on.
I moved my mother into my house. Now, mind you, I don't want to be a grown man living with his mother, but it's the best way I could take care of her, and I need to be there for her.
Of course.
But she doesn't want to feel like a patient, so I leave the house for her. God, even saying this out loud, it sounds insane.
No, I get it.
Maggie's a friend from Yale, forever struggling with money. She's never really had any success, right? Not like you or us. I pay her to keep my stuff there. I'm helping a friend out, right? But really, she's making my life easier. I'm so sorry she didn't explain herself. And Leslie is, she's weird. She's very weird. I'm so sorry that I was too emotionally immature and I wasn't just honest with you. I'm an absolute idiot.
No, it's all right.
She sits and takes his hands.
Maybe now that your mom is here permanently, I could meet her because I'd really like...
She would love that.
Really?
Yes.
I could bring her flowers. Yeah. I could finally see your house. So where is it?
Beverly Hills.
But like where?
Around Doheny.
It's like more West Hollywood.
No, that's Beverly Hills.
But like, where is it specifically?
Around Doheny and Santa Monica.
Baby, that's West Hollywood.
Palm.
Oh.
1360 Palm Avenue. Beverly Hills, I assure you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Let's go. We'll drop in right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
She's usually awake right now, but if not, we can just wake her up. You know, she'll want to put out tea, the whole thing for us. She loves formalities.
No, I don't want to just barge in on a sick woman.
Hey, she'll understand that I love you and this is important to you. Your needs come first, okay? Plus, you know, the traffic is gonna get hard, so let's go.
No, stop. I'm not just some spoiled brat who just barges in on your sick mom. We'll just go after the trip. Plus, traffic's probably pretty bad, so, yeah.
You're right. Hey, now that this is all settled, will you please go back?
Oh, I've been packed.
What?
Yeah, I packed a while ago. I just wanted to see how you were gonna handle this.
God, I love you. I'm gonna go put this back in the car.
Okay. Wait! Dennis, did you get the tumblers?
Yes. Thank you so much. They're beautiful.
Just like the ones your dad had?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, are you here, Dennis?
No. What's up?
Okay.
Before I tell you this, I want you to know that I love you, and I just want you to be happy.
Duh.
So I called the Yale registrar.
Why?
Well,
last Dennis Kelly graduated in 1980 and didn't play golf, but he was indicted for fraud.
Stop. Okay, sorry. I love you, and yes, I will admit, this whole thing is very weird, and all of the house stuff is weird, but he totally explained himself.
He did? How?
It's got to do with his mom, and it's like this really sweet endeavor.
Hey, babe.
Like, are you okay?
You ready?
Yes. Yes. I will call you back.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrea hesitates. She heads out with Dennis. They stroll up to a scenic Santa Barbara country club amid the manicured hills of the coast. Dennis rests a hand on Andrea's lower back. A porter takes their bags as they enter the lobby.
Hey, what's your cousin's name again?
This was Dr. Corcoran, but it's Brett. He's the one that went to Yale. I told you about him.
Right.
And he's kind of a bro.
Hey!
D-Dog.
Hey. Fuck yeah!
Hey.
Go Bulldog. Nice to meet you, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. The old Bulldog in the house.
Right?
So great to meet you, man. Andrew, like, fucking loves you.
Brett, are you 10?
Oh, this is Allie.
Hi.
Hi.
So what do you guys want to do? We could go wine tasting like old people, or we could hit the real bar.
Wow. He's a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have a surprise for us. I got us golf. I bought us a round of golf.
Oh, man, cuz, this is a beautiful course. I could have chipped in.
No way. I've got that TV money. Plus, I wanted it to be a surprise.
Absolutely. So sweet, babe.
And Allie, I actually don't like golf. So I went ahead and got us... mini champagne and Doritos.
Ooh, I love golf.
I love golf too.
Let's do
again.
Yeah, let's do it.
The two couples ride in golf carts.
Okay, hang on.
That was really smooth.
Andrea said you played at Yale. What year were you?
05.
Oh, okay. I'm 07. I knew some golf dudes.
No, I didn't play for Yale.
What?
I played at Yale on the club team.
I don't remember the club team.
Oh, we weren't a proud bunch. Hard to brag about your handicap when to the real team you look like you're just handicapped.
Oh, man, that's pretty ableist, bro.
No.
So wait, what college are you in?
Yale, dude.
This guy's hilarious. I was in Davenport.
I was in JE.
Yeah, but they suck.
Me too. And they do suck.
Yes, I knew I liked this guy. Yeah, and I think I remember the club team now, man. They sucked.
Totally. I got this round. Bam.
Oh, I got next.
A beer cart pulls up.
Hi.
What can I get for you folks?
We'll take four shots of...
Oh, we don't serve hard liquor, just beers.
Oh, where's your flask, bro? Right? No, we'll just take four IPAs.
Great.
There's no handle of Hibiki back there.
Are you okay?
Huh? Absolutely.
You're acting weird. Are you sure?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Right.
There you are.
Let's toast to higher education and to my even higher pathetic golf scores.
You're such a dork.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Dennis chugs his beer.
Oh, nice.
Brett joins in.
Come on. Why?
Bulldogs. Bulldogs. Bow, wow, wow.
Bow, wow, wow.
A-L-I-L.
Hell yeah, dude. Dennis, you want to tee off first?
Come on, baby. Show them how it's done.
I could hurt my back on the drive up here, so I'm not sure if I'm going to swing today.
Okay, now your back hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt.
What do you say we make it interesting? $100 a hole?
Brett, that is so tacky.
Please, I'm sure you can afford it.
Definitely. Well, how about 200?
Oh, you sure?
Absolutely. But, I mean, these clubs look like they were stolen from a public driving range.
Oh, sick burn.
Oh, it's hot. Someone hit the thing first. Whatever.
Okay, just saying it might not be anyone's best game. Just saying.
Good luck.
Dennis pulls on a white golf glove. He glances back at Andrea and stretches his neck from side to side. Dennis tees up. He bends over and grips the club. He bends his knees and looks down the range. He winds up.
Oh my god!
He collapses.
Shit.
Dennis!
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's so old.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
What happened?
I wrenched something. I told you I hurt my back.
So let me take a look at it.
She's a doctor. It's okay.
You're both doctors?
Yeah.
No, I've done this before.
You have?
Yeah. My father has a bad back. I have a bad back.
My back isn't hereditary.
Well, we both got in a car accident together.
You never told me that.
And you both hurt your back in the same exact place.
We both hurt our backs in the same place before he died. Of cancer.
Oh. Brett blinks rapidly.
Okay, well, let's get you up, okay?
Oh.
Are you sure you're okay, man?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
They help him to his feet.
Last time this happened, I was on the floor for 3 hours. I can handle it. I think I'm just going to go back to the room and lay down.
Okay.
Should I pay a loser's fee for dropping out?
Oh, my God, what? Dennis. Look, all bets are off, okay? It was just for fun, bro.
No, I insist.
No. Next time, please.
All right. Well, if it's not too unorthodox, I think I'll hit you right back with...
Chanterelle.
Right. No, I got it. I got it. Really. Thank you. Good. I'm good.
Andrea watches with parted lips as Dennis waves from the beer cart. Andrea, Allie, and Brett wave back. Andrea eyes a gold bracelet on Allie's wrist. In the hotel room. Andrea comes to bed in shorts and a t-shirt.
They seem nice. Well, perhaps we'll have more time to chat with them at brunch tomorrow.
Dennis switches off a bedside lamp and turns onto his side. Andrea lies on her back, with her brow furrowed.
What happened to my bracelet?
What bracelet?
A while back, you said you got me a bracelet.
Yes. Yeah, well, let's say I will not be shopping at Cartier anymore. I went back and forth with them more times than appropriate for a markup.
Okay, that's fine. No bracelet.
No, they screwed up three times. Three times. They got the...
Enamel?
Enamel. Wrong.
You said it was metal, Dennis.
Metal. Well, I mean metal. You interrupted me, Andrea, so I... Hey, I will buy you something from another store.
No, I don't care about an overpriced bracelet I never wanted.
Okay.
Can I see your diploma?
Sure. Babe, it's in my car with my license and registration.
But do you still have it?
What? Yeah, sure. Somewhere, I don't know.
Because my Texas diploma is in, like, a closet. And I feel like a Yale diploma is something you would hang on a wall.
Dennis turns on the lamp and dons his glasses.
Darling, hey, I'm not a dentist, right? I'm not an asshole either. I would never have my degree on a wall, especially an undergrad degree. What's this all about?
I don't know. Everything's weird.
This is still about the house, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I am so sorry. Not only for how I lied to you, but for how I acted. It's clear to me that you're not trusting me, and I can't say I blame you. I am so sorry, and this will never, ever happen again.
Okay.
Okay.
How's your back?
I took a hot shower for it. It's much better. Everything's better when you're around.
He kisses her hand.
In fact, why don't I take you by the house this week? Huh?
Yeah.
We can dig up my diploma. We can get my birth certificate, my first report card, maybe.
Oh, we can bring your mom lunch.
Absolutely. Yeah, put an end to all the mystery.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. I'm gonna put the do not disturb sign on the door.
Dennis stares.
What? Dennis.
Actually, Andrea, there's something I want to say.
Okay, what is it?
It's hard for me to bring it up right now because it's not what you think it is.
Okay, you're scaring me. For once, everything in my life felt like it was on the upswing, and I just wanted this to work too, you know? I loved what an odd couple we made.
Come here.
Dennis sits at the foot of the bed. Andrea crawls up and sits beside him. He opens a box to reveal a ring with a red oblong gem flanked by two small blue stones.
It was the ugliest ring I had ever seen.
This is so sweet.
It looked like a dick.
It was a gift from my father. Mother told me she wanted you to have it.
I can't.
I want you to be my wife one day. This is just a placeholder. It's a promise ring. Something from her to you. For you being you.
I love you.
I love you. I do. And I just want you to know, no matter what, you are the realest thing in my life. Yeah. Put it on.
Here? Now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should save it.
Come here. One.
He slips it onto her finger. They gaze at it.
Wow.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is on my finger.
Sure is.
On stage.
And we're obsessed with telling women not to be picky, right? Like, don't be too picky. Just take whatever falls into your lap from the mouth of another woman.
And you be grateful when they give you a ring shaped like a penis. That's our, it's just society's way of making sure that you don't feel as special as they tell you you should feel when you feel unspecial. It's a tongue twister, but I'm right about it.
A sign in a parking spot reads, Space Cadet, Reserved Parking, Andrea Singer.
Just be calm. Be grateful. Just try not to be a bitch when the comedy is bad. Are you dying?
Why haven't you been answering your phone?
Because I'm at work.
Margo.
Andrea, I have a friend.
Cool brag.
I have a friend from the gym
who works at Tiny O'Tips, and she said there was a drunk guy in there. His card got declined, and he was ranting and raving about how his fiance
is the star of Space Cadet, and she was going to pay for it.
Oh, my God.
Because homeboy
is an assistant at a bank. He's not a hedgehog.
And I guarantee he doesn't own
that house he's been talking about.
Stop. Stop, 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 stop. This is too insane. Of course he owns a house. I'm going to see it in like an hour.
Fine, your funeral.
Margo hangs up.
Oh, Margo!
Andrea leans her head on her hand. In a tank top and jeans, Andrea walks into a table read and waves at the seated cast members. A monitor on a wall displays the text, Space Cadet, Episode 1, Pilot. Andrea sets down her things and slides into her seat.
Hey,
guys, so sorry to keep you waiting. We just had to get our last minute guest a drive on pass.
Serena enters.
Today has been super cray.
Hi. Oh, I'm so sorry. Traffic was insane today. Oh, Jonathan.
What's happening?
Oh. The script. You. Amazing. Amazing, sir. I basically begged Jonathan for a role, right? I said, I'll be a waitress, a stump, anything.
Well, hey, we are just so happy to have you here, Serena.
Oh, awesome. I'm just so,
so excited. I'm so excited too, Jonathan.
Well, great.
No, okay. Yeah, that's great. And grateful. So grateful to be here.
So let's get started.
Yeah, awesome.
Take your seat, guys. Get ready. Oh.
Serena squeezes Andrea and sits beside her.
Hey,
Mom.
Good to see you.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
She is. I'm so excited. Ooh.
All right.
Let's do this, huh?
Andrea angles away from Serena.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, you. Thank you, Serena, for the read.
Thank you.
All right, lunch?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Jonathan.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Oh, hey. This is bullshit, Serena. You're in a million movies and you're on TV shows. Why did you have to pick literally the only show that I'm on?
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Where is that coming from?
Where it's coming from is that you're a faker, Serena. Who goes around long hugging everyone? Oh, gratitude. Oh, the writing. Oh,
okay.
I'm nauseous watching you.
That's enough. Okay, what do you want me to do?
What I want you to do
is fucking just stay out of my face for 5 minutes. Just pick any other show in the universe.
You need help, babe.
That is what people who actually need help always say.
Andrea checks her phone.
Hey, babe. Had to rush Mom to UCLA. She wasn't feeling well. We'll call you in a bit. We can see the house another time. Oh, we are seeing this house tonight.
Andrea finds a nail embedded in her tire.
Do you need help?
No, you need help. No, wait, yes, no, I do need help. I need a ride.
Oh, I meant like the security guard or something. I didn't mean me helping.
Give me a fucking ride, Serena!
Serena blinks with her mouth agape.
Seatbelt?
Andrea tugs violently at the shoulder belt as they take off. Serena's luxury SUV pulls up outside Margot's.
Okay, well, good luck.
This isn't my house.
What? Well, this is the address you gave me, so...
Shh. Okay, but I'm choosing not to talk.
Hello?
Margot, I am in front of your bar. Where are you?
Andrea, I'm telling you something is up here, and I'm just trying to protect you, but I have my own shit to do.
Margot, I need you.
I'm going to see his house right now, and you were right about him.
Okay, you were right, and I just need to see it for myself, so please don't make me go alone.
Also, you were not the one who was driving me.
Andrea, I'm sorry, I really have to go.
Where do you have to go? Where?
To a meeting.
To a meeting? Where is it? Quick, before you can bullshit. Where is it?
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood? Great, because that's where we have to go.
But then I have to go to Beverly Hills.
Oh, awesome, because somehow his house is also in Beverly Hills, so this works out. This is fucking great.
Oh. Wow, Serena Halsted, big fan.
Oh.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Serena drives off with Margot in the back seat.
So he said he went to Yale. He even said he, like, got me jewelry, and I have never
Wait,
seen
so it. You have no idea if he's lying?
Oh, I know.
Or, like, what he's lying about?
No, dude, that's why we're doing this.
Fucking well-equipped, too. Mission ready.
Oh, my God. Are you serious with this? You have a ready-to-eat meal and binoculars.
Mini ones, yeah.
This is spy equipment.
Ooh!
And snacks.
Oh, yeah, I got survival guides for everything.
Let's see here. How to distill one's urine into potable water.
Ew.
How long do you think we're going to be in this car?
Oh, and I earmarked something for you. Just read that.
The less attractive male cuttlefish can fool rival alpha males into thinking they are females by pretending to actually be females. The dominant cuttlefish don't notice their presence, allowing them in and giving the lesser cuttlefish an opportunity to mate with the females under false pretenses.
Dennis is a fucking cuttlefish.
He didn't act like a woman to attract me.
But he pretended to be something else. So it's like catfishing, but worse because you fucked a little bitch.
Cuttlefishing, I love that.
Okay, enough! Oh,
we're looking for 1360. There it is.
They pull over across from a Mediterranean-style house with a tile roof and lush landscaping.
Wait. What if this actually is his house and he's there? Of course, what if his mom is there and she sees us?
Why am I scared?
Because we're in uncharted territory. We're under emotional fire.
This is really spiritually traumatic for me right now.
Andrea rolls her eyes.
Do you mind if I take notes? I feel like this could be really good for my role. It's just, like, so, like, raw and, like, grounded, you know? It's just, like, one of those dreams that's really boring and it just keeps going and you just can't get to class. One of those dreams that just ends with us dying.
Of what? The truth?
Yes! With us dying of the truth! You go first.
Why do I have to go first?
Because I need my face for work.
I need my face too, you selfish asshole.
Oh, please, you're stronger. You're stronger. Look at my hands. You said I was weak. You go.
Maintain contact, baby arms.
She hands her a walkie-talkie.
Don't you guys have cell phones?
They might be compromised.
Are you getting off on this?
A little bit.
Nearby, landscapers load a pickup truck.
I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna go.
Okay.
Andrea steps out and crosses the street. Margot puts on a cap and peers through the mini binoculars.
This doesn't seem like a house a young guy would own.
Well, he acts old.
It's fair.
Andrea turns back to the house and walks up the front stoop. Andrea reads a sign stuck into a potted plant.
Beware of Pomeranian.
This isn't the house. This can't be the house.
Behind her, the door opens.
Andrea, look, the door, the door, the door, the door, the door.
A dark-haired older woman steps out.
Are you Dennis's mom?
Hola.
Serena and Margot exchange a look.
Okay. ¿Hay algún problema?
Oh, maybe his mom speaks Spanish? Don't assume race. Are you always this preachy?
Does Dennis live here?
Denise?
Yes, sí, Denise.
Denise?
Yeah.
Denise.
An elegant, middle-aged woman emerges.
I'm Denise.
Viva Dennis, Kelly, Aki, fuck, usted?
No, you have the wrong house.
Denise nods politely and closes the door. Andrea turns and runs back to the car. That night, by a churro stand.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, like, what is this even? Like, what is happening? No house, lied about a job, lied about a school. How far back does this go? Like, is his name even Dennis Kelly? He told me he went to Yale the day I met him.
It's a long con.
You're goddamn right, it's a fucking long con. Yeah. Oh.
She holds up her phone.
Hey, babe. Assistant left early, so I'm stuck at work. Also, I lost my ATM card. Poop emoji. And Maggie asked to borrow money, so I need to stop at the bank. Text you later. Love you. Bye. Maggie! That's who we have to talk to. Maggie, she lives with the guy. She's gonna know everything. We're gonna go to her house and demand answers.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna kick down that door like, yah! And then say, hey, Maggie, wanna go out?
Why can't you just stalk her on Instagram like a normal person?
It's a better idea.
Yeah.
It's less violent.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Hey, chicas.
What?
So while I'm so grateful for the trauma that really filled my inner well today, it's just I also have a 5 a.m. call time.
Cool. We'll just take an Uber.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just need like 10 hours if I'm going to look fresh-faced.
We get it. You work.
I'm the lead. I set the tone.
I think one of the weirdest conflicting feelings you can have is the feeling of wanting to be wrong. Because that goes against everything that's in our nature as humans. You want to be right. You want to prove to yourself that your survival instincts are correct, right? Like your whole life, you're taught stay away from certain kinds of guys. You're taught trust your intuition. And then it gets you nowhere. And you're like single at like in your mid-30s. And you're like, well, maybe everything I've been doing is wrong. I should go the other way. Maybe I should give this motorcycle gang member a chance. Maybe I could be a stepmom to his 3 kids. Maybe I've been too short-sighted. It's a homemade skateboard? Great. We'll put on our Vans. We'll get your mom to drop us at the mall. Maybe I was wrong. The answer is you weren't. All of these things are instincts that you've developed to keep you safe. So just hold out a little longer, because you're not wrong.
At Dennis's.
We met Dennis online, like, what, 2 years ago?
I found myself lacking in proper coinage to procure a tenable lair, so my quest led me to a dark realm.
She means Craigslist. We met Dennis on Craigslist.
Craigslist.
So, this is your dark arts art studio?
I paint what I see in my dreams.
Your dreams are dark.
All my dreams are nightmares, and I sell my nightmares on Etsy. It's a passion project.
Wait, so Dennis isn't helping you guys out with rent just because you need help with money?
No, he's a liar.
Like, when we met, he said he was starting his own hedge fund, but he never took the exam for that.
And there are exams for that. Big ones. It's not like if you speak well and go to a good school, people will just give you their money. I'm a corporate accountant.
You are? Sorry.
I don't even think he graduated college. Where'd he go? Was it Florida?
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
He's always late with his rent. He's always asking for money because of his unquenchable thirst to consume the elixir of capitalist greed.
He always wanted to look important. He was always bragging about the girls he was dating, and I'm like, how do you have money to take out all these girls when you can't pay for your room? The dude is like $200,000 in debt.
I didn't even believe he was dating you until you showed up at our door. Invoking the image of him engaging in lovemaking is horrifying. I must paint.
Leslie walks over to a canvas.
Yeah, he's been bragging about dating you for at least a year.
A year?
Yeah. He said you walked up to him on a plane and asked for his number.
Gross. Gross, 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 gross.
I wasted so much good whiskey on him.
Whiskey? You're Margot, of Margot's on Sunset. I've always wanted to go there.
Oh, you should come by. Anytime.
Can you not hit on this woman in her own home?
Maggie smiles sheepishly.
Can I see Dennis's room? I was going to do the movie thing where I asked to go to the bathroom and then snoop around, but lying just feels really hypocritical at this point. Also, your house makes me uncomfortable.
Resplendent, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll show you.
They enter a dingy, sparsely furnished room.
What adult volunteers to sleep in a twin bed?
Oh, I'm sure he'll tell us he's got a bed coming in from France.
Who have I been sleeping with?
A basket of dirty laundry sits on the floor. Nearby, the red gift box rests on a folding chair. Andrea wakes a laptop to see the crystal tumblers listed on an auction site.
Oh, dude, fuck him. He is a piece of shit. Let's go. Let's just fuck up his bed and go.
Oh, no. We can't let you leave.
What?
She's just kidding. We'll walk you girls out.
I was just kidding.
The others leave. Andrea takes a last look at the small room before switching off the light on the way out. Margot and Andrea walk outside.
Is it possible that he lied to protect his mom?
At this point, I don't even think his mom has cancer.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He lied about his mom having cancer just to get me to feel bad for him. Holy
hey,
shit.
Hey, let's look at the bright side. Maybe his mom does have cancer.
What?
I guess that's being too optimistic.
I knew it. I knew it! I didn't like him! I didn't like him from the fucking start! There was something wrong with him! And you were up on me about not being salty and being fucking grateful for everything that comes my way and appreciating everything that I have. And now look at me! This is so fucking embarrassing! I'm dating a serial fucking liar!
I was just trying to help you get out of your own way! I didn't mean don't listen to your own instincts. It doesn't mean don't listen to your friends who are trying to warn you. You have your head so far up your own ass and his head so far up your ass that I'm the only one that's looking out for you.
This is bullshit.
Fine, you're on your own.
Please don't walk away from me. Margo, wait. Margo! Stop!
The world is only the way that you want to see it. I mean, you compete with Serena Halston. She doesn't even sweat you. And you were so blinded by Dennis because he fed your ego. And now you're just turning on me, your one ally.
I'm sorry. I love that you're there for me and I want to be there for you.
You're my only best friend.
You're my only best friend.
They embrace.
And fuck him.
Yeah, and fuck Dennis.
Yes.
He should pay.
Oh, yes. He should fucking pay.
He should fucking pay.
That's right. And how are you going to make him pay?
Are you going to complain to me about him for the rest of your life?
No, I'm going to take control of my life.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take control of my life. Eat it. I'm going to do something.
You got to get in there.
I'm thinking. I'm going to post about him on Instagram and maybe Facebook.
No, you got to confront him. We need more than that. You got to get in his face. You got to ask him why. Why?
We should get him drunk. Yes, we should get him drunk and we should make him confess.
Yeah, and then make him fuck a goat and take pictures.
What? What?
You know, just take pictures of him fucking a goat.
Stop. That's where you went? I said get him drunk and you're like, fuck a goat?
I don't know.
That's so weird. Hello?
Hey, Mama. Your buddy Margot left her zombie survival bag or whatever in my car. It smells like beef. I'm vegan and my...
Don't open the front pouch!
Why? Just kidding, there's nothing in there.
Cool. Can someone just come get it? Okay,
yes,
so you're coming?
I will come get it.
Okay, cool.
Bring him to me. I got you, girl. You got this.
Margot slaps her. Andrea stretches her jaw and types on her phone.
Hey, babe. I have some good news. Let's celebrate and get drunk at Margot's bar. Love you. Wet emoji, wet emoji.
In her bar, Margot stares at her phone. A chart displays the soaring price of One World Communications stock.
Motherfucker! I could have been rich. Oh, this is personal now.
What's personal?
Dennis enters behind her. She turns, wearing a wide smile.
Nothing. Just celebrating.
No.
Want to get drunk?
I just came from a big investor's meeting where I had a stake, so I think it's going to be hard for me to get drunk.
I have Everclear.
Everclear? What are we, at a tailgate party in Florida?
I don't know.
Are you?
What?
Are you Florida?
Am I Florida? I don't get it.
Well, you're gonna.
Okay.
Pour you a drink?
Please. I'm having what you're having.
She slams down a fancy bottle of scotch.
Briac? Wow. Beautiful. Right. Heavy pour.
She fills a glass to the top. Dennis slams down empty glasses. Margot keeps pouring.
So good.
Top you up?
Go for it. Felt quite the iron stomach during the Yale years. Lot of drinking.
Margot forces a smile as she watches him down another. She grins as he vomits. Andrea approaches Serena's door.
Oh, here for the meat bag.
I think I heard it ticking.
Oh my God. I am not nice to you, and I realize it's because I'm mad at myself. You have everything that I want. And every time I look at one of your billboards, I am reminded of the fact that there is a girl out there who started just like me and is the same age as me.
We're not the same age.
And so I just wanted to say thank you for driving me earlier because you did not have to do that.
You're welcome. But while you were out becoming Andrea Singer, nationally renowned comedian.
International. I played Canada once last year, so.
The truth is, when I look at you, I get a little bit jealous. Yeah, you're a comic. You can say whatever you want to say. I can't. I'm just famous enough that people pay attention only when I fuck up. And you get to make all of your own choices. I have a whole team weighing in on what to audition for, what workouts to do. Like, no offense, I did not want to do the Space Cadet show.
Really?
At all. I promise I am not out to get you.
I'm sorry for the amount of times I flipped off your billboard.
Wow.
I do it a lot.
You have a lot of billboards, and I see them a lot, so...
I'm so sorry.
I'm flattered. You have a lot of wins ahead of you, Andrea. Just try not to lose yourself in what truth means to you. Wish somebody had said that to me when I started.
I didn't just start. So, you know what? As I was saying it, it felt bad, and I'm sorry. I promise I won't be weird anymore.
Andrea nods. A smile spreads across Serena's face.
You're one of the good ones, Andrea.
They hug.
Thanks, Mama. I gotta go.
Nail his ass.
Will do. You're really pretty. I have to go now.
It's hard to look at you.
I know.
Margot smokes in an alley.
Margot! Margot! Holy shit!
Dennis lies face down.
I didn't mean for him to get this drunk.
I made a pillow out of his jacket and I covered him with a cardboard box so no one would take him.
Take him? Who's gonna take him?
Well, I thought, you know, now that he's here, y'all could work it out.
He is unconscious!
Rule number one of war, keep your enemies close.
Yeah, well, he's gonna wake up and run off. I wish we could just get him to sit still and tie him up and make him confess or something.
Oh, you mean kidnap him?
No, I don't mean kidnap.
Because I heard kidnap.
Nope, I'm sorry. Was that your plan?
Less of a plan, more of a strategy.
Someone walks past.
Hi, have a good night, we're closed. You'll have to help me get him up.
They pull off the cardboard and lift him by his arms.
Oh my God.
Why does he weigh so much?
Because lies are heavy.
You know, I am so rock hard for this mission. I have always wanted to kidnap someone.
Not kidnap. We're not kidnapping. Definitely not kidnapping.
You know how some girls dream of their wedding day?
Shut up, Margot. Oh, I would have had the money.
money to fix this door if Wall Street over here hadn't given me such terrible financial advice.
You know that stock that he told me not to buy? It actually went up 40% in the last 2 weeks. Oh, the door!
The door slams on his love handle.
He's stuck! Margo, he's stuck!
Oh!
Oh, okay.
Okay. The door!
Oh, God! Margo picks up a flap of skin.
What is that?
His body!
Oh, my God! What part?
His body!
I'll put it back.
Margo places the skin over a gash in his side.
Oh, okay.
What?
I'm just putting it back.
No, he's gonna get infected! Oh. He's gonna get sick! Oh, my God, help me, please!
Okay.
Margo,
okay.
He's so heavy!
Okay. Oh, I once watched a buddy pull a ballistic knife out of his own butthole during a camping trip. This is worse. All right. Put him down. Okay. Good.
Oh, yeah. We've got to stop the bleeding. We've got to cauterize the wound.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Where'd you learn how to do that shit?
That special med pilot I did, I played a nurse, and my line was, we have to cauterize the wound before he bleeds out. And the director was all like, can you make it funny? And I'm like, no, it's not a funny line. Watch, hold up his arm. I'll show you. We have to cauterize the wound before it bleeds out. See? Not funny at all.
She lights a butane torch.
Fire in the hole!
Ah! Andrea torches the wound.
Ah, who's it not waking up?
I don't know, maybe he's in shock.
Oh my God, I learned so much by playing a TV nurse. Check his pulse. Make sure he's breathing or something.
Andrea checks his collar.
J.C. Penney, I fucking knew it! That's the evidence you need to prove that he's a piece of shit.
No.
We gotta keep him upright. Oh, we gotta tie him to the chair. Here, okay. Use his jacket. Here, like that.
Keep his head elevated.
Right. He should be disoriented. It's better if he doesn't know where he is. And, I still think that we should film it, you know, so that you have his confession just in case he tries to mess with you.
If people watch it, they're gonna see that he's tied up.
So we'll just shoot him from the shoulders up. Come on, Hollywood. Help me with this tarp.
They hang a tarp behind him.
Margo, you can't use a black tarp. It's gonna look like an ISIS hostage video.
Well, he terrorized you, didn't he?
Whoa, zinger.
Okay. You put the camera over here.
No, Margo, you can't.
I can't what?
You can't put the camera below his eyeline. He's gonna look hideous.
So?
So I don't want people thinking I dated some guy with a bullfrog chin. You gotta put the camera here and come in over the eyeline and use a key light. See?
Oh yeah, that is so much better.
It is. Look at the thing.
Oh, you know, he looks pretty good.
Yeah, for a liar.
You should do more directing.
I know, right? I think about... What am I talking about? I don't want to do this. I don't want to film him. I don't want this.
Dennis's head lolls.
What do we do now?
We wait.
Dennis cracks open one eye. Andrea and Margo watch him intently. From Dennis's perspective, scenes fade in and out of black. Margo poses for Andrea. They do yoga poses. Andrea holds a sheet of cardboard. Margo punches through it. Margo lies on her back as Andrea slumps. Dennis's head flops to one side.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go pee. Are you okay down here alone?
Down here with the body? Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Andrea sits facing Dennis. Andrea stares with shining eyes. Her lip quivers. Scenes flash of Andrea and Dennis. They laugh at the bar, share drinks at the pool, and kiss. She kicks his chair.
That woke you up.
What's happening? Where am I? What's going on?
Dennis?
What?
Dennis, I have to ask you some questions.
Oh my God, did you steal my kidney? Why did you...
Shut up. Nobody wants your gross, bloated kidney, you fucking alcoholic. You fell.
I did?
No. God damn it, you are a liar and everybody knows it. You got drunk, you passed out, Margo and I accidentally smashed your flank in the door, and then you somehow caught fire.
Am I gonna die?
Probably.
Yeah.
You will probably lie to the wrong person one day and they will actually kill you.
But today is not that day. Unfortunately for you, I just want answers.
Okay.
Why did you do this? Why did you lie?
Lie about what?
Why?
What did I do to you to deserve this?
What? I didn't do anything.
Fucking everything!
My shin! Ow!
I cared about you so much! And you talked about getting married! What was the end game? What was that?
Okay, stop!
What was that gonna be?
Okay, stop, please, stop. I love you. That is not a lie. And yes, I have lied to you. Basically since the day I met you.
At the airport.
I am eating everything on this flight. I'm gonna chug a gallon of cran apple and chase it with a pound of in-flight cookies. Yeah, and you wanna know the worst part? I was at TSA 45 minutes because the woman in front of me lost her...
Andrea drops her ticket. Dennis watches her pass and then strolls over to pick it up. He studies it and then follows her.
Hey, you dropped this.
Oh, that is humbling.
Flight 1212 to Los Angeles now boarding. Flight 1212 now boarding.
Hi.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, Andrea Singer, is in 2A. I'd like to join her in first. I'm on the upgrade list, Dennis Kelly.
Unfortunately, you are 23rd on the list, and it goes by status, so...
Dennis eyes Andrea as she boards.
It costs $1,360 to upgrade.
Okay, absolutely.
You have to do that in the app.
Okay. App. Jeez. Okay.
Okay, and how did you know who I was?
I didn't. I looked you up. But you're a comedian, right? Andrea Singer.
No autographs.
That day, you took a call from your girlfriend. Who was that?
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Dennis, it's Cassandra. Mr. Barnes wants to know where the quarterly report is. Did you email it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, can you resend it? He's annoyed.
Absolutely.
I'll print it out, but...
That sounds fantastic.
I shouldn't be doing your job.
Okay, well, I hope to see you soon.
I'm not gonna be here. I have plans with my boyfriend.
Okay, talk to you later.
He hangs up discreetly.
Bye. Love you. She's just a girl from my office. I know. I just thought you were so beautiful, and in a million years, I didn't think you would talk to me. But then you did, and you were so down to earth and so nice, I just didn't think you would like me, so I started lying. You seem like the type of girl that wouldn't like a guy.
That wouldn't like a guy? What, who was nice to her? Who was kind? Who was smart? Why? Why, because I'm blonde and not ugly? So I deserve to be judged like this? Because I'm shallow, so I would only go out with guys who went to good schools and have money?
Or someone bigger and better looking with no substance?
You have no substance. What is wrong with you?
He glowers.
Everything. But when I'm Dennis from Yale, people respect me. When I'm a hedge fund manager with money, people are nice to me.
I don't care. You're nothing. You're just a guy from somewhere, and I am embarrassed how much time I spent on you.
Oh, we got a live one!
You could have untied yourself whenever you wanted, by the way.
What, you're just gonna let him get away?
I just want him out of our lives. I don't want revenge. I don't want any of this. I just want it to be over.
Oh.
Dennis winces and stands.
Oh!
He turns to Andrea.
Goodbye, Andrea. And...
He steps in close.
Hopefully next time we see each other, it'll be under more favorable circumstances.
Dennis heads for the door.
Are you okay?
Andrea and Margot embrace.
I feel unraveled.
At home, Andrea trashes items.
I felt stupid. I ignored my instincts and my best friend for the chance at a life with a guy I thought I should be with. I was willing to ignore so much to be happy, and it all hinged on a man who, deep down, was just proving to himself that he could get me, or, someone like me. It hurt like hell. But I was going to move forward with my head held high.
The pair of cops.
Are you Andrea Singer?
Yes.
You've been charged with assault and kidnapping. You're going to have to come with us.
And that's how the motherfucker played it.
Andrea sits in a courtroom.
I ran for my life. This woman I loved, I didn't think she was capable of this. Let alone torturing me. The scars of being treated like this...
Margot rolls her eyes.
They're gonna last a lifetime.
Mr. Kelly, how did you see your relationship with Miss Singer?
I was worried for Andrea. She was desperate, you know. Her stand-up career was stagnant. Her acting career was tenuous at best. Her goal in life was to have a billboard on Sunset.
It wasn't the main goal.
She was obsessed with other people being better than her, and she saw me as a way out. It's a lot of pressure on me. She's a failed actress, and when she got that TV show, I was so happy for her. It's like, finally, she could focus on something else, you know? I just wanted to be supportive.
The jury nods sympathetically.
Mr. Kelly, is it true you lied to my client about having attended Yale?
Andrea watches Dennis intently. His arm rests in a sling.
I am guilty of that. Yes. I'll admit it. I have self-esteem issues. I thought, you know, maybe she would talk to me if I seemed worth it. There's no law against that, right? Lying to a pretty girl over a drink?
Objection, Your Honor. This is a trial about my client being kidnapped and tortured. What does it matter where he says he went to school? He could say he was the King of England, and still no one would have the right to physically...
Sustained. I have to say, counsel, you're going to need more than a few fibs to make this case.
Andrea rests her head in her hands. Serena, Margot, Maggie, and Leslie sit behind her. In a restroom, Andrea stares somberly at her reflection.
How did I get here?
She looks up at an air vent. In the men's restroom, Dennis pulls his arm out of the sling and washes his hands. He wipes them on his pants and adjusts his tie in the mirror. He puts on a sullen face.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Still listening, Andrea enters a stall.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Andrea brings her face close to the vent.
Dennis.
Dennis, it's me.
He spots a vent in the men's room.
Andrea?
He steps up and faces the vent.
You're so upset that I was the guy you liked but wasn't the guy you wanted. Then I was the guy you wanted and I became the guy you didn't like.
What are you, the Riddler? Who are you?
Who is anyone anymore? Are they their Instagram page? Are they who their parents want them to be? Are they a bunch of projections? Are they their dyed hair and their fake tans? And you are used to getting whatever you want.
What are you talking about?
Shut up. You're just like every other girl in this town who thinks she's owed something because you showed up. Women have it so easy. Guys like me deserve better.
That's a convenient way to think, you fucking psycho.
You have the audacity to judge me? Well, we are the same.
She blinks.
Well, not totally the same. I'm a better actor, which is why I'll be okay. And you'll be in jail.
He steps down.
Dennis!
He slips his arm back in the sling and adjusts his tie.
I'm sorry.
His expression hardens. He leaves the restroom. Andrea turns from the vent and sneers. In the courtroom.
Miss Singer, will you please take the stand?
She gets up and approaches the stand as Margot and Maggie watch solemnly. Dennis winks as she passes. As she takes her seat, Dennis flashes a grin.
Torture, by legal definition, is the act of deliberately inflicting physical or psychological pain in order to fulfill some desire. Admit it, you took him inside, drunk and unaware, with the intention of deliberately inflicting pain. We all saw the images of his body. They were horrific.
Yeah, well, try being under him.
Jury members grin.
Your Honor, could you please instruct the witness to confine her answers to the questions asked?
Miss Singer, this is a courtroom, not the Giggle Hut. Answer the question, please.
Apologies, Your Honor. Did I deliberately try to inflict pain? No, I did not deliberately try to hurt him.
What were you trying to do?
I don't know. But I didn't want to hurt him. None of this was intentional. If you want to talk about intentionally trying to hurt someone. Maybe Dennis is the one who should be on trial.
And yet you are. Miss Singer, would you have dated my client if your life was going better?
Objection. This narrative that my life was in shambles and that I'm insane is all just so Dennis won't look more pathetic. And isn't that what scorned men do when they don't get what they want from a woman? They label her crazy. Would I have dated him? I don't know. I don't know who he is.
But you did date him.
I did. I did. And what's crazy is that all the things I liked about Dennis were the things he didn't lie about. I liked that he was smart, and I liked the way he was nice to me, and he was nice to my friends. I think any human can identify with that.
Miss Singer, this isn't your stage, so could you please keep the monologues under an hour?
Okay, I'm sorry. Just one more monologue.
Your Honor?
The judge gives Andrea a sidelong look.
You may continue your answer, Miss Singer.
I'm so sorry, but it'll be good. Dennis and I are similar in that we were both really frustrated with where we were in life, and we both felt that we should have had more given where we were. But Dennis woke up every morning, and rather than work at anything or try to be something or be better, he just lied. He's clearly capable of bad things, of lying without remorse. I mean, look at his arm. Why is it in a sling? Doesn't anybody check things like that? I may be a work in progress, and I get frustrated with my job, and I get angry at people, and I date the wrong kinds of guys, but at the end of the day, I own it. I'm honest about who I am, and I'm not ashamed of who I am. And you can label me whatever makes vilifying me more convenient for you, but let's not forget to label Dennis exactly what he is. A lying, unqualified for life, coward.
Dennis glares and shakes his head. Andrea's friends nod.
No further questions, Your Honor.
We're gonna take a 5-minute recess.
Andrea winks at Dennis in the hallway.
Andrea! Hi. Hi. How are you holding up?
I just can't believe it's dragged out this long.
Ugh, no. Piece of shit.
Dennis clutches his arm in the sling.
Oh! You were so good on Space Cadet, by the way. I'm so sorry that it only went for one season.
Thank you.
And I'm so sorry that they killed you in that starfire and your whole face melted off and you look so scary.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you for being here.
Oh, my God. Of course. Okay, I'll see you in there.
Okay.
Go, Andrea.
Andrea eyeballs Dennis and curls her lip. In the courtroom, everyone takes their seats.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
The foreman hands a folder to the bailiff.
Mr. Foreman, what say you in the matter of Kelly versus Singer?
Andrea stares intently. She blinks. On stage.
Insecurities are a very personal thing. This epidemic of a specific, not all relaxer kind of guy who's deeply insecure, and rather than go out and just be better, you're just forever making whatever woman you set your sights on pay for your insecurity. So it's not your problem, but it very soon will become your problem, the fact that he couldn't get any girl to look at his penis until the age of, like, 36, because his birthday was last week. And now it's on you.
At night, Margot stands outside her bar with Andrea and Maggie.
I still think it's bullshit that we got stuck with the restraining order.
No way. Like, I ever want to see him again anyway? It's like the easiest set of rules I've ever had to follow.
1,000 feet. It's still shooting distance.
Stop. So pretty crazy that the judge actually went to Yale. Like, I felt like she was on our side, like it was personal for her.
Did you ever see him again?
No. He moved out a few days after, and he even left all his stuff vanished.
Still, it's a big day. I'm very proud of you, you know. Oh, I never asked you, what'd you do with that hideous ring?
I had it appraised, I sold it, and then I used the money to buy this.
They stare up at a billboard. An arrow points to a photo of Dennis with the text, "This is Dennis Kelly. He's a liar, and he did not go to Yale. Do not date him." Margot grins and puts her arms around her friends. She and Maggie flip off the billboard. On stage.
And in the end, I got my fuck you billboard after all. So,
Thank you so much for coming out. That's my story. That's my time.
Andrea puts the mic on the stand. She waves and bows to the crowd. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Kensuke Nakamura. Voiced by Nicholas Korda. Remaining opening credits. Netflix presents A Burn Later production in association with Meridian Content and Atwater Capital. Starring Eliza Schlesinger, Ryan Hansen, Margaret Cho, Rebecca Rittenhouse, Matt McGorry, Tyler Cameron, Taylor Hill, Camilla Bepornia, Rebecca Delgado-Smith, Beth Dover. Casting by Bonnie Zane, CSA. Music supervisor, James Cartwright. Original score, Jonathan Sanford. Costume designer, Erica Rice. Editor, Kyla Plues. Production designer, Paris Pickard. Director of photography, Giles Dunning. Co-producer, Elisa Yeraz. Executive producers, Sejin Kroninger, Rowan Riley, Vanya Schlogel, Eliza Schlesinger. Produced by Paul Bernan, PGA. Sam Slater, Han West, PGA. David Bernan, PGA. Written by Eliza Schlesinger. Directed by Kimmy Gatewood. More credits roll. Copyright 2020, Burn Later BM, LLC. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.